broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and, well, they're the views of our special guest this afternoon, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. We're going to be talking about what's happening financially. I was in a doctor in a dentist's office this morning talking to a woman who runs an art gallery, and I was simply saying that, you know, they haven't had made enough money so far this year to even pay 1 month's rent. But they're doing better than most of the other art galleries over there in Carmel where they're situated. A number of them are closing up, and some of the best ones are even up for sale. People are having real financial problems. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have already been foreclosed on as far as their homes are concerned, and probably there's 600,000 to a million more that are going to lose their homes before this is all over. And everything the government is doing is simply, well, it's like Amos and Andy. It's all a game. They talk a lot, but they don't accomplish much of anything because they don't intend to solve the problem. And in fact, many of the things that they've come up with in the way of solutions are simply going to make matters worse. And instead of letting people lose their homes and do away with all the excess liquidity out there, they're going to prolong this thing, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And there are other bubbles out there. There's the hedge fund bubble. There's the derivative bubble, which, of course, dwarfs anything else that's going on. So you pick up the story there, Bob. How are we doing? When's gold and silver going to come back? Is there really a shortage of silver out there?
Well, in the physical market, yes. There are places that that silver is available, but not in great quantities. It's extraordinarily difficult to get silver eagles. That's because the government hasn't minted the new coins. And there were a number of excuses given why, but anyway, they're supposed to be coming in 3 or 4 weeks, perhaps even less, I don't know. But anyway, there is worldwide a shortage of physical silver, and there has been for some time, and I suspect that the reason is that people in the futures market are taking delivery of their contracts, and I think that the refiners have been told to make those 1,000 ounce bars and ship them to the COMEX where they can meet delivery, and I think that's what has gone on. And I think that this sort of thing is going to continue in the physical market. Silver and gold were up again today. Silver was up 31 cents and it's still trading in the excess market at 1807, and gold was up 650, having been up $21 earlier at 921 even. And those are the outside months. Those are not the spot months. And that would be either May April and May delivery, respectively. Copper was up another 3 pennies today at 3.98. And the reason I mention that is that this is copper's former high, and it took it 2 years. It went down to 2.45 and it's come back up again. And it recently, intraday, went through 4.02. If copper breaks out to, say, 4.10 or 4.20, it's going to carry the entire commodity market.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Communication Network, and our guest is Bob Chapman and from the International Forecaster. Bob, you picked the story up where I so rudely interrupted you.
Well, you couldn't help it. Somebody's going to pay for this.
Right. Go right ahead.
I kind of forget where I was at, but I think we want to talk about the credit crisis.
Okay. You were actually talking about copper going through the roof once it got past $4 and stayed up there. But that's all right. Let's talk about the credit crisis.
Okay. I'll continue. And I forgot what I was talking about because I was writing here when you had the commercial on.
I know.
My mind was someplace else. And so I think a breakout in copper could take the entire base metal complex upward. Of course, it's been preceded by the beans and grains. And that'll spread into the precious and semi-precious metals, gold, platinum, silver, palladium. And, you know, today was a perfect example, not of profit-taking, but of government intervention again in the gold and silver markets, particularly in the gold market. And they're going to continue to be there as long as they can, but it's going to be costing them a lot of money, billions of dollars, to try to hold gold down. And it has ever since 1987. Now, that's how desperate this situation is. Can you imagine 20 years of manipulation, and most of the public didn't know about it. I wrote an article for Bull and Bear in August of 1988 and said, look, this market's being manipulated, and went on to explain it. And it wasn't until perhaps 12 years ago, around 1995, I finally saw a few other people come to the same conclusion that I did. And they were involved in the commodity markets for years, and their take was the same as mine. And then lawsuits followed. They were unsuccessful against government. But anyway, gold and silver and all the rest of them are going higher. And so if you haven't bought, do so. And if you can buy more, I would do so. And I think it's very important that you get involved. Of course, too, you must get rid of your debt first, particularly in credit cards and revolving debt, hopefully your vehicles, and be able to function without the salary of one of the two money makers in the family, because the unemployment is going to go straight through the roof. And, you know, economists and analysts are talking about the second half of the year being good. I get news for them. A good example is what you've just said, Dr. Stan, about people in the galleries not doing very much business, and the discretionary money just isn't there anymore. And when people are spending, they're doing it at Target and Walmart, and when they're buying furniture, they're buying less expensive furniture, and a lot of that buying is put off as well. And that's going to continue for some time to come. Switching gears over to that credit crisis, and that's the reason why commodities, particularly base metals in this case, and precious metals are going to go flying again. And that is that there is an escape from what we have now is hyperinflation. We're calling it a 12.38%. We're calling the M3, which is money and credit put out by the Fed, which they won't publish, we're calling that at over 17%. I don't have a precise figure yet. I'm looking at MZM, which is money immediately available. I think it's 35.6%. Unheard of. And then you have the Fed auctioning $400 billion worth of money off every month on a monthly basis. And I think eventually that collateralized loans will end up in the hands of the borrowers, which are financial firms as well as banks. And the Fed will be holding part of the paper, which is virtually worthless. And the American public will end up paying for it, not only in inflation, but paying the bill. And I think that's going to be financed through government debt spending. Also, the loan that the Fed gave to J.P. Morgan Chase to buy out Bear Stearns is backed by the U.S. government as well. And that comment came at Bernanke's questioning by the Senate Finance Committee last week. I guess it was a joint committee of House and Senate. So what we're looking at here is a great credit explosion more than anything else. And that's all the Fed can do. And that's going to cause tremendous inflation. And maybe 1% of people are now in gold and silver-related assets. Eventually, maybe 5%. Perhaps 10% will get involved, and that's it. And that's all that is needed to make those numbers go substantially higher. And that means there's going to be a lot of people left at the post that won't be able to offset the losses in the assets which they hold. Could be in bonds, stocks, their homes, commercial property, whatever. And the bankruptcies will be unbelievable. The unemployment, which is now about 14.3%, that's real unemployment. That counts all the people who no longer receive unemployment checks that the government conveniently forgets about.
I read the other day that was about, they said about 450,000 people have just given up looking for work, but I suspect it's a lot more than that, isn't it?
They lie about everything.
Right.
I'd have to go back to my figures to get the numbers, but you can't believe anything the government says. You know, I get a lot of research, you know, like 350 to 500 pieces a day. And I've got to go over them quickly to see if they're worthy of becoming part of what we put into the forecaster. And I'm seeing occasionally, more often than not, analysts and economists using government figures. The minute I see it, I go on to the next item, because no matter what they do or what they say, the very genesis of what they're doing, the very basis for their conclusions, is erroneous. And they know that. They're not stupid. But they also know that if they use Bob Chapman figures, they're going to get fired. So that's the kind of garbage that comes out, and that's why people really don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, I read a lot of newspapers, too, and one of them, only one of them, you know, that talked about Bernanke's testimony before the Joint Commission Committee, said, you know, we are fighting against the wind. We're fighting against the wind. Now, that is probably one of the most profound statements he's ever made, because you can't fight against the wind because it's intangible. It's nothing you can put your finger on, and that's just what the Fed is doing. But only in one paper, the Wall Street Journal, none of the other papers carry that. I think that was in USA Today. But the
quotation, who said that?
Bernanke, we're fighting against the wind. And,
I felt sorry for him his first year. But he got up there in the Joint Committee last week, and he just lied.
Oh, sure he did.
And it was disgusting. You could see right through it. A man of his stature taking himself down to that level told me that he's just an automaton. He's just an instrument of the Illuminati doing exactly what he's told, just like Greenspan did. And they're disgusting creatures. But anyway, you can't believe the thing the government says.
Greenspan is much smarter, though, because
they're trying right now to start a war.
Right.
Why do they want a war? They want a war because it's going to distract the people from the terrible economic and financial things that are going on in the United States and throughout the world, which U.S. bankers and Wall Street caused, along with the Fed. And they don't want people to think about that. And I think if they go into Iran and or Kosovo, there's going to be a draft. And people are going to be more worried about dying than they are whether they're going to eat or not.
Well, I certainly see that they're sending another couple of carrier groups, war groups, on into the Persian Gulf. And, they've already got one or two there, and they're going to send another couple of them, just as they did perhaps, four or five months ago when we were sure they were going to attack. We keep hearing so many rumors. You know, the Canadians have said that the U.S. is planning to attack. The Russians are saying the United States is planning to attack Iran. And, you know, it's just like the crying wolf over and over again. Maybe one of these days they're really going to do it. I believe that they are doing everything they can to lay a foundation, especially with General Petraeus' speech today before Congress, to the fact that the Iranians are arming the Iraqis, the Shias, and as a result are at war with America. Well, certainly I think this is a lot of garbage. The Iranians wouldn't do that. But, of course, they have to have an excuse to go to war, just as they had to have an excuse to get the American people behind their attack on Iraq, which was totally phony. And those people who saw Douglas fight last night on 60 Minutes, he admitted that they knew it was not a matter of weapons of mass destruction. They had already decided to go to war with Iraq because, after all, Saddam Hussein might attack us. They were looking at all the terrorist nations in the world, and they wanted to hit those before they attacked us. And we no longer needed to have somebody preparing to attack us, just the possibility they might attack us. Well, if that's true, then we ought to go after Russia, and we ought to go after China, and well, maybe we ought to go after Washington, D.C., too. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are the ancient prophecies being fulfilled? Are we living in the end times? Why do the Muslim nations want to destroy Israel, and why is the United States selling sophisticated military weapons to Saudi Arabia and the other Muslim countries? Why is the incidence of UFO sightings increasing, and why is that important? Well, you'll find the answer to those and many other questions in Lynn Marzulli's exciting book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, because the book discusses the ancient prophecies and the supernatural force that's directing the course of world events today. You can purchase Lynn's book at www.spiraloflife.com. That's spiraloflife.com. And if you read Lynn's book, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess it's Bob. Chapman, and we're talking about, of course, what's happening to the economy, and, of course, certainly with inflation rampant, and lying about inflation, with the N3 hovering about 17%, which means that that's going to be the inflation rate probably. And what do you figure, 6 to 8 months, a year? How soon will, if they keep M3 at that level, will we be up there, Bob?
Well, I think between now and the end of the year, the M3 figure, as it used to be called, will be 20% or higher. And if you knock off 2.5% for increases in productivity, you could get a 17.5% inflation rate by that time. It's going to start to really accelerate here in this second 3 months of the year, April, May, June, and probably carry up to around 13.5%. And then during the second half of the year, it'll increase to wherever it's going, whether it's 15 or 20%, but it's going to be there. And don't expect that the government's going to tell you that inflation is at those levels, because they're not going to do that. They're going to continue to lie about the figures, just so that the public won't get concerned, because the public doesn't understand. People with business degrees and even some with masters and doctorates don't understand. And so it's going to degenerate. It's going to get worse. It's going to take commodities and gold and silver higher. And it's also going to take stock markets and bond markets lower. It's going to raise interest rates, particularly in the case of the United States, where people are going to get sick and tired of watching the dollar go down when they're holding perhaps 60% of their reserves in dollars. And, you know, if they dump them, it's going to affect the remainder of the dollars that they already have. And so it's a trap. Everybody's trapped. And the only avenue out of that is to prepare yourself for what's coming and be in gold and silver-related assets.
Well, you know, it was very interesting. They had a program on 60 Minutes last night where they interviewed a representative of the Chinese Communist government who has one of these investment vehicles, sovereign investment vehicles or whatever they call them. And he was talking about buying things here in the United States. And, of course, all the opposition, and, of course, Leslie Stahl had talked to other people who said how dangerous it was that they were buying up our things. But why would they want to have dollars if they can't buy anything with them? How can we possibly send them all the dollars and then tell them, well, you can't buy anything because it might have military significance? I mean, one of these days, the Chinese are simply going to pull their money out of this country and dump all those dollars and collapse our economy. They could certainly do that any time if it were to their advantage.
Well, it would be a mutual destruction, unfortunately. The Chinese knew what they were getting into before they get into it. And, you know, they understand how rapacious the people are who control our government from behind the scenes. A little known fact is that this last week, the Chinese government, through their sovereign wealth fund, purchased a large position in ownership in Total. Now, Total is, I think it's the fifth largest oil company in the world, and it's a French oil company. And the French didn't seem to think very much of it. But in the United States, our government won't let the Chinese buy oil companies. Like you're saying, they say you can buy things, but if we think they're strategic, we don't want you to do that. Well, that's not a free market. And, you know, they were willing to buy inexpensive Chinese goods made with slave labor, but they're not willing to take the money back in to allow the Chinese to purchase in our economy. And, you know, on the face of it's so unreasonable and so stupid that anybody would say such a thing. The Chinese should be, and everybody else should be allowed to buy American companies if they choose to. I mean, they're all up for sale via the stock market if they're listed. And if the Chinese decide that they're going to buy XYZ Economics or ABC Electronics, they should be able to do so. And why are people on 60 Minutes or anyplace else saying, oh, that's terrible?
Well, I
well, would it be terrible if they sold all their dollars in the market? I mean, these people in the United States are so stupid.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back in just a moment. Hold that thought.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Bob Chapin, the International Forecaster. Before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get a trial copy of the International Forecaster and perhaps even want to subscribe to it, as I do.
Well, the International Forecaster is closing in on about 19 years now, and it's about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs about 28 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well for those who are not on the Internet. If you'd like to go to our site to be able to get a free copy, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R.com. If you'd like to email us, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com, or you can call toll free 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188.
All right, well, of course, I think people have to understand that the Chinese surplus, the reserves that they have now, is up to almost $1.5 trillion. It's estimated that their reserves increase at $1 billion a day. And, of course, as long as they stay in American dollars, and the majority of that money is in American dollars, it's going to keep falling because the dollar is falling. And they want to get that into something which has substance to it so that they're not simply losing their investments every single day that their people have worked so hard for. So what's the next step? Do you think that they're just going to be allowed to come in here and start buying up, because they could buy up a good deal of the stock market if we simply let them?
Well, I don't know that they're particularly interested in the stock market. They usually go into more sophisticated things. And in particular, they've invested in Blackstone and some other sophisticated financial companies and banks.
It was either Morgan Stanley or J.P. Morgan Chase. I can't remember which one. Do you remember?
But it was Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley. I think $5 billion they put into it.
They're going to have to spread out. They're going to have to start making investment in other areas. I'm sure that they've been buying some gold, but I don't know whether they've been buying it on a market or from Chinese producers. And that would be a good place for them to put their money. I know that they've been buying a lot of base metals and energy products, and that's prudent to do. I think they're doing their best, the best they can, without disrupting world monetary things as well as stock markets. And they kind of, you know, they're in a box. They got all that money, and they're having a hard time investing it. I think that they're not the only ones. You've got many, many countries out there in the same position. And it's only a matter of time before other countries that are holding U.S. dollar-denominated assets say, look, you know, we've had enough of this, and we're not going to do it anymore. Now, the only way that we will continue to hold what we've got is if you allow interest rates to go up. And if we're going to do all this funding of debt to save Wall Street and banking and the financial business of the United States, how do you expect us to continue to accept 3 3/8% on 10-year U.S. Treasury notes? That's crazy. Especially when you tell us that the inflation rate officially is 4.5%, and we know it's much higher than that. So you're going to have to arrange for the yields to go up to 5 or 6% now. And if you don't do that, we're not going to buy anymore.
I don't think there's any good way out of this. I think that if certainly Japan has tremendous reserves of American dollars, and so do many of the oil companies over there, and they're just trying to get out of them because the value is dropping every day, just as for the American individual who's, you know, the person who's invested in things denominated in dollars, they're losing money every single day that they, you know, that money remains invested there. And, you know, I think it's so difficult for people to understand that you still have the dollars, but the dollars have lost their purchasing value, and I don't think it's coming back again. In fact, I think that the best way that the American government can get rid of their debt is simply to inflate it away, have a war, and it'll all be gone. They can start from zero. What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to devalue the dollar probably down to 10, 20, 30, 40 cents on the dollar. And everybody who holds dollars will get screwed. And it's not only the American people, it's everybody else out there. And that's the way it's going to end up. And America is going to end up as a third world nation.
I think that's so hard.
I mean, the entire structure is going to come unglued. Everybody else is going to be hurt. You know, going to euros and other currencies is not the answer, because they're all going to go down in value against gold, because they all have fiat currencies too. So currencies, you can trade in them, have a managed Forex account, that's okay. But if you want to retain the value of your assets, you've got to be in gold and silver during the inflationary time of which we're in. On the way down, when we have deflation, you're going to be in gold only. And it's the only way, if you look at history, that is the only way that people have retained their wealth.
Well, I think we're going to be entering a very, very difficult time. First of all, I think that Bob sees a period really of inflation and then hyperinflation and then a depression or deflation. Would that be right, Bob?
Exactly so. And it's classic, and there's nothing mystical about it. It's nothing difficult. That's the kind of world that we're in, and we've been that way for a long, long time. This is not the first time this has happened. It's probably the 300 or 400th time it's happened.
But it's never happened to America before, so Americans say it can't happen here. And that, of course, is a fallacy. It not only can happen, it is happening here. Would you agree or disagree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think people are becoming concerned and scared, but it's a little late. You know, it's late to be staying away from the art galleries. I mean, you should have been staying away 3 years ago. You should have been selling your commercial and retail property years ago. I mean, you should have been preparing for this. You should have been buying gold at 250, 275, 300. But that's okay. You're going to lose money on your home, and it'll probably sink below the equity that you have in it, even if you've owned it for 10 years. And there's nothing you can do about it. Commercial property is going to be worse because it's going to be a frozen market, totally frozen. And so where do you go? Currencies are not the answer. There's only one place to go. And besides, you know, being gold and silver and getting rid of your debt, you got to be prepared for hard times. And that's why it's important you have food around that, you know, dehydrated and freeze-dried, and a means of protecting your family, and other things for survival during a difficult time. And it's here. It's not coming. It's here.
Well, you know, there's a rumor up there on the Internet at the present time, and it says that they had a congressional session, a closed congressional session, where the administration came in and told members of both houses of Congress that there were going to be very difficult times in September. They were expecting civilian unrest. They'd made arrangements for them to be looked after, but they were sworn to secrecy. Do you think there's any truth to that study or that story, or are they just trying to scare us to death?
Well, I think it's very doable. I think all the things are logical, and it's possible. And whether it's probable or not, I can't say. The answer is 2 to 3 years from now, I say there's a 90% chance. And there's a 50-50 chance that the meeting happened.
Just wondered if you'd had any inside information.
It fits, very simply.
Well, anyway, of course, we hear these stories, and you just don't know whether, you know, this is a matter of government CIA disinformation to get the people all riled up and frightened to death, or whether there's anything really to it. And, of course, if anybody had a congressman who'd come forward and tell the truth, but maybe the meeting didn't occur. We just don't know. So, but anyway, if you hear anything one way or the other through your sources, Bob, why, be sure to give us a call.
I will.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, you're suggesting buy gold and silver. Silver stocks haven't been doing very well. Even gold stocks or, you know, the precious metal stocks are certainly not doing very well at the present time, though.
Well, it's one of the things that you have to tolerate in a market that's being manipulated by your government. And in the end, in the final analysis, you will be able to make enough money in gold and silver related assets to offset the losses that you're going to incur in all the other things that you have. That's the way it's been historically, and that's the way it will be again, no matter what the Fed does.
What about stocks that are just going along with, say, non-precious metals, stocks that are invested in uranium and copper and nickel and such things of that sort, developmental companies. Do you think that this is a safe investment at this time? Do you think the price of commodities, of those non-precious metal commodities, is going to go up?
The commodities are a flight to quality. The same thing that gold and silver are in platinum and palladium. People want to have their money in things, not real estate, because it's already gone up and it's on its way down. They don't want to be in stocks because there's many people who already understand that the market's being manipulated. And the same thing with bonds. And so they're going for safety. And, you know, if you own a ton of copper, you feel better than whether you own a piece of paper that says you own stock in Blackstone, which may not be here tomorrow.
Right, well, Blackstone has certainly done very, very poorly since the Chinese bought into it, that's for certain. Do you foresee happening to the food? Do you think that the price of food is going to keep skyrocketing? Certainly we see wheat and rice and soybeans and corn are really going up. Do you think the prices of food and food substances are going to increase to the point where we may very well find real shortages in America because people can't afford to buy them?
Well, there's already about 40 countries that are having food riots, and our media is not reporting it. I mentioned several in the last issue. I got a list this morning. I didn't bother to reprint it. It's all over the world. And this is only beginning. It's going to get a lot worse. And what's the real problem? You know, we always have good weather and bad weather. Droughts, floods, wonderful weather. And so planting and crops are a dicey situation. You can have 20 years in a row where you get grape crops, and then again you can have 20 where you don't. So we've had some bad years in production, and now we have to deal with the totally unworkable creation of ethanol and other types of fuels like that, which are a total loser. And that's one of the factors that's driving the price of grains and beans upward.
And driving the price.
What's that?
It's going to drive the price of meat and chicken up as well, because they feed both the beef and the chickens corn, and so the price of corn goes up, while the price of chicken and meat goes up as well, dairy products.
Gee, I thought cows only ate grass.
I wish they did, but they actually bring them in, fat them up on corn, you know.
Anyway, this ethanol thing in Europe and America is a disaster. And what they're doing is they're starving all the useless eaters in the third world. They want them to die. And they want to bring more and more pressure on the second and first tier of the world economically, and they're going to do that. I mean, you know, these people have spent 24 hours a day for the past almost 100 years in America and Europe planning these things in modern times. As we have discussed before, this is all part of a plan to bring people economically, financially, to their knees so that they will have to accept world government.
I think you're absolutely right. And certainly this whole thing about the Kyoto Protocol, global warming, why, of course, the solution is to simply shut down our electric generating plants so that they don't, put out or spew out CO2, get people out of their cars, and lower our living standards about 50%, and that's what they really intend to do. And this is not accidental. Al Gore knows exactly what he's doing. He's the liar. There is no significant global warming. In fact, you talk to people up in Canada and Russia, they're talking about global cooling. And we're entering a cooling time. But if we do enter a cooling, you can be sure Al Gore will be seeing that. See that? I told you we were going to have climate change. And if we didn't do something about the CO2, we didn't do anything. That's why we got the climate change and global cooling. I mean, it's so ridiculous, you wonder how you get intelligent people to believe this sort of thing, and yet literally millions of Americans honestly believe we have global warming, and it's all produced by the cars and the electric generating plants, and the solution, we'll just close down the electric generating plants, we'll stop producing power, we'll shut down our machinery, we'll shut down our industrial base, and then we'll save the planet. How are we going to stop them, Bob?
Stan, it's called intellectual dishonesty.
And
they grab a hold of something that is socially acceptable in their venue, whatever that may be. And if global warming is one of them, that's one of the things that they're for.
Right.
It's a lighthearted form of stupidity and natural suicide. And if people want to do that, that's fine. There's nothing you can do about that. We have too much legislation as it is.
Yeah, we're out of time, Bob. I'll talk to you tonight. God bless. Thanks very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bob Fletcher.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And of course, we've been warning you for a long time that this financial crisis was coming, and there are a lot of other things that are coming here in the next couple of years, and that's why we need to reach as many people as we can in the time that is allotted to us. Now, we have about almost 60 outlets at the present time, and I've got an opportunity to pick up quite a few more if we can just develop the financial base to do it. And I know a lot of people out there hurting, but if you are in a position to help us and you believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we get most of our base and to be able to do what we do. And the more people we have, the better it'll be. If you got friends, get them to join as well. Then, of course, to understand what's really going on, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to certainly get our talk on the Forbidden Secret, our four-tape set on the secret behind the secret, and, of course, the videos we carry. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the three-hour, the four-hour, the 10-hour version, because, of course, it explains what's going on. It talks about music and how there really are people within the music industry who've actively sold their souls to the devil. But it's not just in music. It's in industry. It's in banking. It's in certainly in all sorts of fields today, because there are people who do worship another god that gives them prosperity, that gives them success, that gives them fame. But, of course, the price of eternal damnation, not imaginary, is really very, very real. So let me again suggest that you want to get the material available from Radio Liberty, go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there live 4 hours a day. You can listen to them, certainly the archive programs, the MP3 programs. You can listen to our satellite feed 9 hours a day, and then listen into Joyce Riley and listen into Butch Paw and Chuck Chrismeyer. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we do have the information. It's available out there. We just need your help to get this information out. And so, you know, if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, or you can get the material, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Let me suggest our talk, and we just gave it again this weekend. In Southern California, it's called the Planned Police State. That's the Planned Police State. And, of course, there's an excellent syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, we have the talk of the Financial Tsunami. Financial Tsunami, and there's a syllabus that goes with that, too, so that you really understand how all these things fit together and understand the hedge funds and the carry trade and the derivatives and all of these things they're doing. And of course, what most people don't understand is that this year, 2008, for the first time, Medicare is going to be putting out more than it's taking in. But they tell us it'll be another 10 years before the trust fund, the Medicare trust fund, is exhausted. But what they don't tell you is there isn't any money in the Medicare trust fund. It's simply an IOU from a government that is already having to borrow $2.5 billion every single day to pay its debts. And people do not understand we're headed towards financial oblivion. And, of course, everything that most people have worked their whole lives for will be lost before this is over. And let's hope and pray we don't lose our freedom and our lives as well. But there really are demonic forces out there who have an intense hatred of America because we were once a Christian nation. Certainly, if you'd like to know more about the Christian background of our society, why, of course, you really need to get the freedom documents put together by Chuck Baldwin. I think there are probably about 40 different speeches and documents from the